The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Are you ready?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we've been ready a long time.
What are you ready for?
We're ready,
ready for playing bad news.
Yes, we're ready for you.
Are you ready to rock?
Yes, we're ready.
Are you ready to roll?
Yes, we are ready to roll.
Band called Alady with Genesis. Now they are from Ototahi or Christchurch as it is known as. Now apparently that name was popularised in the 1930s based on a settlement on banks of the river which was on Kilmore Street. Yeah, apparently an ancestor's name of Ngāi Tahu descent. So there you go. Hey, this is Fresh FM. Te reo irirangi o te tau ihu o te waka a Māui. Thank you for joining us. We are broadcasting from Whakatū Nelson. Yeah, thanks to Beggs Music Works, wonderful people who support this show every week. Now, that band, Elodie, oh, I like them. Really interesting because they're quite heavy and they've got a singer who pretty much kind of sings, not growls. I saw them at the Boathouse in Nelson partway through last year. Fantastic gig. Elodie, E-L-I-D-I. If you get the chance to see them live, definitely get out there and do it. Maria is caught up semi-socialising. She is here. She'll be in the studio very, very soon. So if you're going, where's Maria? You know, Maria, she's a social being. So anyway, people talk to her. She tries to walk in. She can't get in. It's Food Truck Friday down at Founders Park. Now, if you are in the top of the south, you will know that it is raining at the moment. There are about 3 food trucks here, plus the cafe is open serving food and beverages as well. So Founders Park, come on down. There is still stuff happening. I think the rain hopefully is due to clear. We do need the rain though. The water restrictions that we're on are getting kind of annoying. I've got a spa pool that I can't fill because of water restrictions. But anyway, first world problems, you'd have to say. We had a replay last week, you may have noticed. I was in the Able Tasman for my yearly boys weekend there playing Kub. And generally acting like a bunch of guys do. Fairly smelly, I guess. I don't know. You acclimatised to the smell of 11 other guys hanging out in a batch. So, yeah. All I know is I had a shower 3 days in and went to put on a top that I'd been wearing. And it was like, oh no, oh no, oh no. Don't do that. Put on something clean. Anyway, enough about my hygiene habits. I was out in the bush and it was sweaty and hot, like 31 degrees. You perspire a little bit. So anyway, I'm smelling fantastic now. Yeah, get this? Oh yeah. Anyway, Muse, great band called Muse. They have a very cool song called Knights of Sidonia. It's a cool song and I'm going to play it for you now. This is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Thanks to Beggs Music Works and thank you for joining me, Matt, in the Nelson studio. Sorry about this. I'm having a bit of a technical nightmare in the studio at the moment and, trying to get something going and it's just refusing to start. This is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Thank you very much for bearing with me, bearing with the silence. Anyway, we move onwards and upwards. This show, 46 and 2, brought to you by the wonderful people at Beggs Music Works, supporting the show every week. Got a bit of Royal Blood lined up. There's a fairly popular song by them. It's called Little Monster.
Music Works supports Fresh FM. Thanks, Beggs Music Works.
Thank you.
bit of a band called Soundgarden. The day I tried to live, very tragic. I got to say, out of all the bands and singers that I've liked who have passed away through one reason or another, the saddest I was when Chris Cornell took his own life. This is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Let's be happy. Let's be happy. How are you doing, Maria?
I'm doing really good, thanks, Maddie.
Good, good. Nice to have you in the studio.
Yeah, sorry, it took a little bit to get away.
Oh, no, that's okay. Look, I explained that you're social and that people tend to congregate around you and sometimes it makes it hard for you to
Because I'm really polite and stuff like that, and I don't like to be rude, you know. So sometimes it does, you take a little way.
That's all right. That's all right. I also explained earlier that we weren't here last week. I was in the Abel Tasman having my regular boys' weekend. I probably made a little bit much about how bad I stunk. I didn't stink that bad, and there was a shower in the batch. The problem was the solar had stopped working, so the showers were cold. And you can swim in the ocean, but the ocean still gives you a bit of a stank. Because, after all, fish do their business in there.
Well, yeah, we don't. What's in the bay stays in the bay, Maddie. And you actually didn't smell that bad.
Oh, thanks. I did have two showers the day before I came out there.
Yeah.
Beautiful place, Abel Tasman. If you haven't been in there, the day before we came out, I was being towed. I was on a large inflatable device being towed by someone on a kayak, and I was just sitting on the back of it with my feet dangling in this crystal clear water, golden sand, blue sky, sun, and I thought people would pay good money to go to some remote island to have this.
Yes, they would, Matt.
And if you go to Maraho, you can walk for a few hours and you're there. You can catch a water taxi and you're there in like half an hour to the spot that we were at. Just incredible. Absolutely incredible. Got to say, Abel Tasman, if you haven't been in there, it's very popular this time of year, of course, but I think well worth it. You are listening to 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Thanks to Biggs Music Works, wonderful people down in Hardy Street, Nelson. Go see them for your instruments, your hi-fi needs. I think Tim in there's a bit of a whiz on tweaking turntables. I've got to take my one, and I haven't had a new stylus for a while, and every time I play a record, I kind of grimace just a little, hoping it's not like chiseling the grooves out. Anyway, speaking of records, I just got given another copy of Twisted Sister's Stay Hungry by somebody, which is cool. I've got two copies of it now. You can never have too many copies of an album that changed your life, and that was one of the ones. That was one of the ones. Okay, Maria, we're going to play some Led Zeppelin. Now, we have a thing called the Long Song, and this song ties into Soundgarden.
Oh, it does? It does?
Yeah.
It does. The title is called In My Time of Dying, off Led Zeppelin's album Physical Graffiti, which was released in 1975. Originally, though, I don't think it's their song. Originally, In My Time of Dying, also called Jesus Make Up My Dying Bed, is a gospel song sung by Blind Willie Johnson.
Yeah. Led Zeppelin were known to borrow the odd blues song.
The odd blues song, yes. Plant, in 1977, when they initially performed it, he wasn't that keen on singing the song after suffering a near-fatal car crash.
Oh.
Due to its fatalistic lyrical theme, but he did. So here for you and everybody else, Maddie, is the Long Song by Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin, In My Time of Dying. And I just got to say, I think this was the last song that Soundgarden performed before the death of Chris Cornell. It wasn't necessarily displaying his intent, because it was something they had covered, but fairly poignant. Anyway, what is it again, Maria?
It's called In My Time of Dying by Led Zeppelin.
Thank you.
That was our long song for this week by Led Zeppelin called In My Time of Dying. Coming up next, I have a song that was covered by the Animals for their self-titled album in 1964. It is called Boom Boom. Originally, it was released by John Lee Hooker in 1961, becoming a blues standard. Music critic Charles Sheen Murray calls it his greatest pop song ever. According to Hooker, he wrote the song during an extended engagement at the Apex Bar in Detroit. He says, "I would never be on time for the gig. I always would be late coming in." And she, the bartender, Willa, kept saying, "Boom, boom, you're late again." Every night, "Boom, boom, you're late again." I said, that's a song. I got it together. I got the lyrics together, rehearsed it, and I played it at the place, and the people went wild. So here it is for your listening pleasure. You are listening to the 46 and 2 Show on Fresh FM, thanks to Beggs Music Works.
Boom, 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 boom. I'm gonna shoot you right down, right off of your feet. Take you home with me, put you in my house. I love to see you walk up and down the floor. Or when you're talking to me, that baby talk. I just like it like that. Or when you talk like that, you knocks me out. Right off of my feet. How, 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 how. Oh, me. I love you, baby. Baby, little baby. Ah, yeah. Yes, baby. Shake it, baby. Shake it, baby. Shake it, baby. One time. She walked that walk and talked that talk and whisper in my ear and tell me that you love me. I love that talk, that baby talk. But when she talk like that, she knocks me dead right off of my feet. How, 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 how. Oh, yeah. Well, come on home to me, baby. And shake it, baby. And shake it, baby. One time.
Beggs Music Works supports Fresh FM. Thanks, Beggs Music Works.
'Cause the man from Mars won't beat our balls where the TV's on. Now he's gone back up to space where he won't have a hassle with the human race. And you hip hop and you don't stop, just blast off, sure shot. 'Cause the man from Mars stopped eating cars and eating bars, and now he only eats guitars. Yeah.
Now that was the sound of Blondie with their track called Rapture, which their guitarist, I'm going to say Chris Stein, I think that is their guitarist, he said the word rapture is a pun on rap. Now the question being, was this ever the first rap song? Ooh. No, it wasn't.
Uh-huh. I think they claimed it was, though, didn't they?
Well, no, I don't. Oh. I don't know about that. Okay. But what it was, Maddie, was the first single featuring a rap to reach number one in the US, and the first rap video ever broadcast.
Wow.
On MTV. So I guess that's where people get the confusion that it was the first rap song. And so how this came about, that Blondie wrote this rap song, is Debbie Harry and the guitarist Chris Stein, they were friends with Brooklyn and Bronx based hip hop artists such as Fab Five Freddy. And so he took them in the late 70s to a rap event, and they were both impressed by the skill and the excitement of the MCs rapping over music and stuff. Wow. And they went, hey, we can do this. So they went home and they wrote this rap song, and here it is.
Rapture.
And I'm a big fan of Blondie.
Yeah.
Speaking of LPs, it's probably one of the first pieces of vinyl I brought after Grace Jones and the Doors, maybe.
Nice.
I would say.
Okay.
Yeah, Deep Purple. That's up there.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I've got to say, I listen to quite a bit of hip hop and EDM, the old electronic dance music and stuff, last weekend, my time away. We all get to select a bunch of songs and they go into a randomized playlist. But I've got to say, me being the bogan that I am, my music just stood out so badly, because you'd be in all this sort of chilled out sort of trip hoppy hip hoppy stuff or a bit of a doof doof song, and all of a sudden screeching guitars and stuff come in. It was, I've got to think about designing my musical playlist to fit a little bit better with what else is going on. It's hard being
hey, they could fit
the
it into
metaller.
Yours, Maddie.
Yeah, well, that's right. That's
I'm
right.
Sure they could fit it in. Yeah. Hey, anyway, speaking of that, hip hop.
Don't stop.
Is it Jermaine Clement and the other guy, what's his name? Two Kiwi comedians, is that
Flight
right?
of the Conchords?
Yeah, Flight of the Conchords. They did that song, Hip Hop Hippopotamus.
Yeah.
Hey.
It was a good song.
Yeah.
It was a good song.
Anyway, that just reminded me of that.
Oh, good, good. The other night, I watched a video with a guy called Rick Beato. Now, if you don't know Rick Beato, he's a bit of a producer. He's been in a band, a sort of a country rock band that I think had a number one single somewhere along the line. But he's got a YouTube channel. And one of the things he does is what makes the song great. And he breaks down songs and talks about why they're so successful. And he also interviews a whole bunch of different people. He had Nuno Bettencourt from Extreme on the other day, and there's a video that he's put up called Nuno Can Play Anything. And basically it's Nuno playing a bunch of different stuff. And Nuno is a huge fan of Van Halen, and so he just shreds it on a bunch of Van Halen stuff. It's really worth watching. Nuno Bettencourt is probably my favorite guitarist in the world. So I'm going to play an Extreme track now from Extreme 2, Porno Graffiti. It came out in 1990. Here's a song called It's a Monster. This is 46 and 2. Thanks to who?
Oh, thanks, Biggs Music Works and Hardy Street.
There you go, a bit of extreme. It's a Monster of Porno Graffiti 2, came out in 1990. Fantastic album. And Nuno Bettencourt, what a guitarist, and he just makes it look so effortless. Yeah, I can't play to save myself. Couldn't even play a C? I don't think. I know you can play ukulele, Maria. You know more about it than me.
I can play the ukulele. I just wish that I could sing, because
so do I. Oh,
just because of that, I'm going to go home and play my ukulele, sing really loud. No, it's really hard, because with a guitar you can hit a, you know, hit out a tune. Everybody knows what it is. With a ukulele, nobody knows what it is unless you're singing. So yeah, but
it's all right. I'm enjoying it. You played something the other night, and I could recognise it. In fact, I think I almost joined in and sang along with you. Anyway, hey, this has been 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Thank you for joining us. Podcasts available through the website freshfm.net and in all good podcast suppliers. Just look for 46 and 2, not the Tool song, but this rock show, the Friday at 5 experimental edition, if you need more info. Anyway, we're going out now with a bit of TNT, title track, I guess, Tell No Tales. So this is us saying goodbye. We'll see you next week. All right. Bye, Maria.
Bye, Matt.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.